Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio, broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State, brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. And On Fire Ministries, if you're here in Spokane every Sunday, 10 a.m., come join us. You've been looking for a church that's not only going to preach the truth, but be led by the Holy Spirit, you found your home. And we're also putting on a whole bunch of events coming up here during the rest of the summer. August 21st at 6 p.m., we are going to have Sean Foyt here in downtown Spokane at the Riverfront Park Pavilion. All looking forward to seeing all of you there. All are welcome there. And we're going to be doing baptisms. We're going to be just worshiping the Lord, open air. It's a beautiful venue if you've never been to it. We've got churches from all over Spokane that are coming together to make this happen. And just really want to thank our partners in this, Turning Point Faith, who've partnered with us to make this happen, along just by the grace of God. Also want to mention some other events coming up. 8 through 10 September, down at the Spokane Convention Center, we are going to have Dr. Ziga's annual leadership conference, Holy Spirit and Fire. Andre Shapoval, Mish Femenko, and others are going to be speaking over those 3 days. Look forward to seeing everybody there. Then the weekend after that, on the 16th and 17th of September, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Spokane, Washington, but actually to the state line, just inside Idaho. And I hope that makes some of you laugh. And it's going to be an event that I think you're not going to want to miss. I can't say everything about what's going to happen, but you're not going to want to miss this. And as you well know, Clay Clark brings in many speakers from all over the world of very diverse opinions, but also with one common thing. They love America. So we look forward to seeing you at the Reawaken America Tour as well. And also a new update. We now have, really proud to announce this, across the entire American Christian Network, 3 o'clock, you're going to hear Be Vigilant with Matt Dean. 3:30, you're going to hear Church and State. And then it's going to be followed by yours truly here on Patriot Radio. It's 2 hours of truth and no compromise across the entire American Christian Network. Tell your friends and family about it. Make sure you share it so they get involved. All right. It's not about right or left. It's about right and wrong. We always talk about this and about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, and that we can't end in prayer. We must also move to action. And in the time we're in the world, we really need to do that. And I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But Ephesians 2, 19 through 22 first. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling or habitation of God in the Spirit. All right. I'm going to paint a picture right now. And before I do, we're going to pray really quick. Lord, we thank you that in you there is no fear, that you have put us in this time for this moment in this season. And Lord, we ask right now that not only would you give us courage, you would give us your vision and your direction. You would order our steps in this time, Lord, so that we may be the body of Christ that you have called us to be. And as Americans, patriots that you have called us to be. In your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, some people may bristle at that term, patriot. But the fact of the matter is, the rest of the world loves patriots in America because that is what has made not only America great, but has improved the lives of so many millions of people around the world. But right now, there is a government in power, a pretender in chief, that is seeking the destruction of this country. Yesterday, as we mentioned on the radio, several weeks in a row, their intent is to arrest President Trump prior to the elections in November. We're going to get into the details of this, but I want to talk about the spiritual aspect. The Chinese communists have infiltrated our government at the highest levels. So have the jihadists. You have heard that on this show over the years. Understanding the threat, unconstrained analytics. You've heard from AND Magazine. You've heard from the experts in the field, former intelligence officers, generals. You have heard from former operatives on this show that our government has been riddled and infiltrated at the highest level. And now what we are seeing appears to be a D-minus 60 set of actions. That means that the Chinese are, in fact, within about 60 to 90 days, indeed planning on invading Taiwan and maybe sparking a broader war. And their agents and those who they have influence over in our government are now in earnest, not only trying to destroy the economy here, not only trying to demoralize the base that elected President Trump, the real president, not only trying to weaken the U.S. military, not only trying to embolden our adversaries. Now, they are literally trying to strike the shepherd so that the sheep will scatter by the raid by the FBI of President Trump's home yesterday. We are witnessing what the communist Chinese would do, and what really clearly looks like they are doing, disrupting another country's leadership that would actually defend that country and defend it successfully. They are disrupting that country's leadership. They are trying to silence the opposition. Alex Jones, just the tip of the iceberg. President Trump, just the tip of the iceberg. They want to come after each and every one of us. And it is incumbent on us not only to get the truth out and be bold in this time, but it's incumbent on all of us to understand fully what is coming against the United States of America right now, from without and from within. This is not just about Taiwan or Ukraine. They are literally trying to upend a U.S.-led free world. They are trying to upend Western civilization and remake it into an Eastern civilization centered around Russia and China. Now, we've talked about Putin thinking he is the next iteration of the Eastern Roman Empire, and also the prophecies that talked about that. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the King James Version, 1611, Apocrypha, and read 2 Esdras. We know they're going to lose, but that doesn't mean they're not going to fight. And right now, what we are seeing are the cutting off of command and control and communications. This is what enemy nations try to do when they are about ready to invade another nation, or they're about ready to go to war with another nation. They cut off the leadership. They cut off communications so that they're easier to defeat. So now what we're seeing is a crackdown in earnest, not just shadow banning, not just canceling, but a crackdown. They're attempting to shut down every voice of truth, every patriotic Christian. They're trying to shut them down. They're trying to arrest the leaders in America that will actually stand for freedom. That is what their plan is. And we're past arguing about this. This is what is happening from a military standpoint. They are trying to cut off command and control. Next, you're going to see more disruption, civil unrest here in the United States to their proxy organizations. Organizations where that have received funding, backing, are connected to, are indirectly connected to, like Black Lives Matter and Antifa and the John Brown Gun Club and the Socialist Rifle Association and Redneck Revolt. You're going to see more unrest happen over the next couple months as they try to foment chaos here in America. We're going to get to the facts behind some of the stuff that have happened, but just before we get to that, just see the bigger picture that we are already at war with Russia and China. We're already at war. It's unrestricted warfare. This is warfare on a fourth and fifth generation battlefield. It is warfare through trade. It is warfare through economics. It is warfare through finance. It is warfare through politics. It is warfare through media. It is warfare that isn't even acknowledged by some of the highest levels of our military. It was by many people that were in the Trump administration. And now they want to try and disrupt the leadership that they know will be successful in challenging and defending what the Communist Chinese plan is. We'll be defending America, and they know that they will defend it successfully. So everybody listening to my voice today throughout Patriot Radio Land, you need to understand where we are at right now. And I'm going to walk through some of this. And it's not just China. We need to pay attention to other places in the world and what else is going on and not just get fixated by what happened in Florida last night. They are walking us toward a world war, and they're walking us toward a war that they want the United States to lose. Now, take heart that in America, every single time that we have faced the challenge, we have risen to the occasion. That the real leaders in America have risen to the top, that the real leadership, that the ones that are tough, the ones that will make the right decisions, the ones that will lead this country to victory will rise to the top. But every leader that is going to rise to the top in this era needs to understand that they can no longer countenance the politicians who have sold their souls to foreign country, that have sold their souls to ideologies that are antithetical to the ideology of freedom and liberty. They need to understand, every leader that is going to raise up in this time, that they can never let those politicians that sold their souls back into the positions of power that they abused previously. That they need to be actually held accountable. And this mainstream moderate garbage that has been going on for the last 4 years needs to cease. The best in America, as President Trump said yesterday, who actually put out a video on his Telegram channel, is yet to come. And I see this not as America declining. I see this as America rising. And we will rise to the occasion. And everyone listening to Patriot Radio today, you will rise to the occasion. God has put you here in this time for this moment. Rise, patriots, rise. That brings me now to your daily intelligence briefing. First, for our friends throughout the American readout, the suitcase is full. Gary moved away, 777-777. We are at Redcon 3 and AmCon 4. Now, we're going to go to open source intelligence because it's been doing a great job of covering all the various different things that have been happening. First, we're going to go to Ukraine. So multiple explosions struck the Sakhy airfield in Crimea, which is way behind the lines. And 20 Russian aircraft were present at the time. Ukrainians have admitted they targeted that because it was targeting Ukraine. Well, of course. But that is a very deep strike, 200 kilometers behind the line of control, a deep strike inside of Russian-occupied territory. Now, we're going to move next to the Middle East. Israel did a very comprehensive strike into Gaza to go after the Palestinian Jihad, Islamic Jihad, PIJ. And something else happened in the Middle East that, though, that went under the radar. And I want to highlight this. Six Iranian and one Lebanese rocket scientist were killed in two explosions in a military camp in Yemen on Monday, for local media reports. There's a proxy intelligence war going on right now in the Middle East to keep Iran from having the technology, not only of a nuclear weapon, but of long-range ballistic missiles that are accurate. Now we're going to go to China. Reuters reports that about 20 Chinese and Taiwanese warships are stationed at the center line of the Taiwan Strait, facing each other off right now. Also, the U.S. Department of Defense says there will be a freedom of navigation operation in the Strait of Taiwan at some point in the coming week. In other words, the United States is going to send, we are going to send our ships right through the middle of the Taiwanese and Chinese navies. Just watch. Also coming to us from Indo-Pacific News, it's a good one to follow on Twitter if you aren't already. The Chinese have practiced amphibious landings, but right now they do not have the lift capability to actually get to Taiwan. But they are continuing their, as we predicted, continuing their exercises, which really increasingly look like a blockade of Taiwan. And they're practicing and rehearsing sinking U.S. submarines right near Taiwan. Now, in addition to that, I want to talk about something that's happening in India. The United States military, this is coming to us again from Open Source Intelligence, the United States military and India will conduct military exercises about 100 kilometers from the line of actual control with China. This is near the Kashmir region. So this is that region I've been telling you about. It goes over the Himalayan mountains that the Chinese specifically need to have a supply corridor through to get down to a port in Lahore, Pakistan. Because the only other way they have, if it's not out through the China Sea, is on the Silk Road. So they need another supply corridor. You're going to see something happen here in Kashmir. Obviously, if the U.S. military and India are conducting a military exercise, these exercises are going to be covers for the repositioning of forces around the world. So anytime you see a military exercise, understand that if we are in this D-60 time frame, that it is the repositioning strategically of military forces, and particularly with some of our allies. Poland has announced a $14.5 billion deal to purchase military equipment from South Korea. The deal includes 1,000 K2 Black Panther main battle tanks, self-propelled artillery, infantry fighting vehicles, and more. So the Polish are arming up right now, and as they should. Poland has been at the forefront of war for a long, long time. So they know, and they don't trust the Russians. They know that they're the next on the list, along with Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia in the Baltics. And last from Indo-Pacific News, 66 Chinese military aircraft and 14 vessels were detected around Taiwan on August 7th. And there's some maps here. You can follow me on Twitter and take a look at these maps that show exactly why the Chinese are positioned where they are, because they're essentially blockading strategic ports and naval bases around Taiwan. So you can take a look at that and understand it a little bit better. Now, I'm going to shift gears to a couple things that are very important before I get to what happened at Mar-a-Lago. Excuse me. So, the Democrat Party, coming to us from AND Magazine. And there was a great tweet yesterday by Jack Posobiec. He was talking about the history of the Democrat Party. So we're just going to get into the history of the Democrat Party right now. During the Church Committee hearings, and if you've never heard of the Church Committee hearings, they were hearings on subversive activity in America. So listen to this. During the Church Committee hearings, the FBI admitted 2,000 members of the KKK were working for them. I'm going to say that again. During the Church Committee hearings, the FBI admitted 2,000 members of the KKK were working for them nationwide. This is this tweet from Jack Posobiec. So let's talk about that quickly. It is very well known that there have been infiltrations into groups to try to make it look like certain groups or certain ways. But the fact that this was admitted in an actual congressional hearing could tell you a lot about what's happening today. And Magazine also has an article on this, the Democrat Party's new KK, the KKK, the FBI. Well, the KKK was formed in 1865 in the aftermath of the Civil War and predominantly out of the Democrat Party. So we are going to hammer this over the next few weeks, the real history that is going on here. And the problem is we have rhino Republicans in office who have no spine and who are going along with this agenda of the left instead of fighting it, instead of investigating it, instead of shutting it down, like Governor DeSantis is doing very well in Florida. Now, I want to talk about one rhino in particular that appears to have been taken out in Southwest Washington by Joe Kent, former Green Beret. Looks like he is now leading by hundreds of votes in that contest and that he is going to win in Southwest Washington. This is huge. This is huge. So we're not attacking anybody's character here, but you vote to impeach the greatest president of the modern era that has done the most for life, that has done the most for religious liberty, that has done the most to expand the economy, that has done the most to strengthen the United States. You're going to suffer the consequences for it. You're going to get voted out of office. So right now, Joe Kent is leading and keep praying into that, everyone. Please keep praying into that. All right, let's talk about what happened with Trump last night. First of all, we need some context here. Everybody needs to understand how this works. When a president is leaving the White House, there is an organization called the GSA. Okay, they have employees that pack up the president's boxes, and then those boxes are shipped to wherever he's going. In this case, Mar-a-Lago. So he gets to Mar-a-Lago. The GSA thinks that maybe there might be some classified documents there. Well, they review the documents. They have access to the boxes. And Kash Patel on fightwithcash.com says it the best. Quote, Trump declassified whole sets of materials in anticipation of leaving government that he thought the American public should have the right to read themselves. End quote. Quote, the White House counsel failed. Now, by the way, this is a friend of Bill Barr. I'm just going to say that right now, not implying anything other than there is a connection with Bill Barr. The White House counsel failed to generate the paperwork to change the classification markings, but that doesn't mean the information wasn't declassified. I was there with President Trump when he said, we are declassifying this information. So the FBI raiding President Trump's house, saying there might be classified information there, even though it was actually declassified, there must be something else going on. And the something else going on is this. They are actually raiding that house for a couple of reasons. They believe that there's this law out there that says that if it's the Presidential Information Act, that if you have classified information, that and you get convicted of this, you cannot hold office. Well, it's declassified, so that argument fails, in addition to the fact that he hasn't been convicted of anything. What they're really trying to do is get his connections for the next round of what they want to do in silencing opponents and trying to shut them down. And the fact that we live in America, in an America where the political opposition is now being targeted by the government, this is a banana republic sort of scenario. So just understand this, that according to the guy that was there, this was declassified information, that the White House counsel failed to produce the right paperwork. So it's a paperwork issue, not a is it classified or not classified issue. And the GSA, Government Service Administration, they're the ones that pack the boxes. So this whole thing is just another disinformation campaign trying to take down the leader that China fears the most, that Russia fears the most, and that's President Trump. And they're doing it through their proxies and agents and their influence campaign inside the United States government. Sad. And there are unwitting, some of them, people that are going along with this. I've met FBI agents before that they made their whole life a career out of justice, real justice. Law enforcement officers made their career out of this. I've sat and talked with them. And I know that there are those good patriotic Americans that are in the FBI. It's your time to stand up. How bad does it have to get until you stand up and say enough is enough and blow the whistle on this corruption? This is an abuse of power, plain and simple. And the solution, and my question is, where's the sheriff for that county in Florida? We need strong sheriffs. Strong sheriffs can stand up and say, FBI, you're not coming into the county. Sorry. You don't get to do your abuse of power today. Sorry. Never before has a president been subjected to this kind of stuff. This is, again, the kind of stuff you see overseas. And that's why America has decentralized power. That's why the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer in that county. Because in these cases, the power is decentralized. The sheriff can step up and say, no, we're going to uphold the Constitution of the United States. You don't get to do that today. Bye. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody who has been praying for us and sharing our content everywhere. Keep doing it. It's fantastic. And I'm just going to leave you with a quote from Patrick Henry right now. It is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against a painful truth and listen to the song of that siren, till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it might cost, I'm willing to know the whole truth, know the worst, and to provide for it. And that is the purpose of Patriot Radio. You can find us online, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, and iTunes. You can also listen to the replay across the entire ACN network at 9 o'clock every night. We are also now taking over the John Loeffler Steel on Steel spot, 6 p.m. on Saturdays, noon on Sunday on KTW. And again, share this with your friends and family. It's important that everyone not only hears the truth, but is moved to action. And that's why it's my pleasure to bring on our guest today, Sheriff Bob Songer from Clickattack County, Washington. And I just want to read this thing that he did here recently. It's fantastic. So here's the quote, okay? He He said this, if the ATF agents do not have a search warrant signed by a judge and you have told them to leave your property and they refuse to do so, call me and I will make contact with the agents. And if they still refuse to leave, I will personally arrest the ATF agents for criminal trespass and book them into the Klickitat County Jail. Words more refreshing, I don't know if I have heard recently. Sheriff Songer, thank you for joining me on Patriot Radio today. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what a time we live in right now. I want you just to kind of weigh in and just give a little bit of the background and the context of what the ATF has been doing with Americans, not only in Klickitat County, but around the country. What have they been doing and why have you been so vocal on it?
Well, I first became aware of it. A gun dealer, a friend of mine, texted me a YouTube video where two ATF agents and a Delaware state trooper had made contact with the residents. They're in Delaware. And unfortunately, he had a doorbell camera, so that's why they were able to catch this. But anyway, they had paperwork there, and they said that they were wanting to check two of the guns he bought at one time. Here's the thing. Under the 1968 law, that's what ATF is using, anytime you buy two firearms at one time or more, that raises a red flag with the ATF. At that point, what the ATF does, they go out apparently in Indiana, Arizona, Nevada, and Delaware so far. They go to the residents and say, hey, we have records here that shows that you have purchased two firearms or more. We're interested in straw buyers. In other words, somebody that buys two or more firearms at one time. They want to know if you still have those or did you sell those to somebody or give those to somebody that is not, could not pass a background investigation. Okay. So given that, that's why they were at this gentleman's residence. And he was hesitant about letting them see the guns or so forth. He kind of dialogue went back and forth several times. Of course, the agent was being very slick. Well, look, you're not in any trouble, sir. Not in any trouble. We just need to check the serial numbers on the two guns you bought. Oh, by the way, we notice you have seven or eight other guns. So we could check those real quick. That way we won't be back. But you're not in any trouble. We just need you to cooperate and so forth. Well, eventually he did cooperate and provided the two guns he bought at one time. And I don't know, maybe even showed him the rest of his gun collection. But the problem is there, that was nothing but a fishing expedition. Because if those agents do not have a signed warrant identifying which firearms are to be looked at, then they don't have that warrant and you don't want to cooperate with them, tell them to get the heck off of your property. If they refuse to do so, you call, and what I'm advising the citizens in our county, in Klickitat County, Washington, if they refuse to go, you call me. And I give them my cell numbers in the press release. You call me, I will come out there, and if they still refuse to go after I tell them that the homeowner wants them off the property, they refuse to go, I will handcuff them and book them into the Klickitat County Jail on criminal trespass in the second degree.
I don't think a lot of people understand that a sheriff actually has that power. So could you go into a little bit of where that power comes from and that federal agents just can't operate willy-nilly wherever they want to in whatever county they choose?
That's exactly right. As an elected sheriff, you're elected by the people of that county. You are the top law enforcement official of the county, period. You have jurisdiction throughout the cities and throughout the county, unincorporated areas of the county. Your only boss is the people that put you in office, the citizens. You work for the citizens. You don't work for the county commissioners or the governor or the state attorney general or the prosecutor, nor do you work for Biden, the president, and his crew. The only boss you have is the citizens. Your job, your primary job as a constitutional sheriff, is when government becomes the bad guy, and violating people's rights, your job is to interpose and stand up for the citizen and fight it back against the government. Period.
Period. I actually, Sheriff Songer, I actually had a sheriff one time tell me to my face that President Obama was his commander in chief. And I was stunned. I'm not going to say who it was, but I was stunned by that comment. The fact is that the people, like you said, are the boss. And so why is the ATF, why are they doing this? I mean, what's the reason for doing this? I mean, obviously they're like, oh, we just want to make sure everybody's safe and that only legal, you know, that lawful gun ownership is happening and all this kind of stuff. But it seems like there's something more behind this. Have you heard of, has anybody told you from any of the other jurisdictions that have encountered this?
No, fortunately, at this point, I'm not aware of these ATF visits, unwarrantless visits at residents in our county, Flickitat, or even in the state. But I happen to know that we have a very, very, very blue state. And the governor and Inslee and Bob Ferguson, in my opinion, would jump on this in a New York second to partner up with the ATF to make these visits. You know, I think personally, it's my opinion, and they don't make any secret about it when I say they, the current administration, the federal government, they want one world order, Matt, one world order.
Yep.
In order to get that, keep this in mind, Hitler faced the same stuff. In order to turn this country into a one world order or a Marxist country, what do you have to do? You have to disarm the masses. If they can't get rid of the guns that are owned by people throughout this United States, they will have one hell of a time achieving their goal of one world order.
And I think that the corollary to that is you have to centralize the police force. And we've always advocated, myself and everybody here and everybody that I have partnered with, especially in the political realm back in those days, that we all believe that you had to keep police local. You had to keep that jurisdiction and authority local to avoid any sort of centralization, because that's what Marxist regimes always try to do, is centralize the police force.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so vitally important that the people never give up the right to elect a sheriff. That always should be number one. If they give up that right, and I've served as a police chief in Elko, Nevada, great job, but I can guarantee you worked for the mayor. You stepped out of line, you didn't go along with their philosophy, you're fired. Next guy step in. The sheriff is the only one that's elected by the people that has that kind of authority. Now, you have discretion. I had somebody say, well, Bob, you stood up against I-1639 in Washington State, and I'm proud I did. Sheriff Richard Mack, president of the Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association, gave me an award in 2019, Sheriff of the Year, for standing up against the I-1639, in my opinion, unconstitutional gun law. So it's important that the sheriff understands that the federal authorities, they don't have jurisdiction in your county. Now, will we work with the feds? If they're looking for a bad guy, bank robber, whatever, you absolutely will go hand in hand with them to make that job a success in capturing somebody. But I will not support the federal government. And I've been through the FBI National Academy, some good agents out there. But in my opinion, right now, the top echelon of the FBI is corrupt. Absolutely corrupt. And I get on a high horse when I start talking about this nonsense. Anyway, the sheriff is the top law enforcement official. He owes it to the citizens that hired him, elected him, to protect their God-given rights and liberties. And that for a sheriff to think for 1 minute that the FBI has more authority than he does in his county, then he's in the wrong business. Period.
Well, which brings us to, you know, what's happening in the world right now. You know, Hillary Clinton, they prove she had classified emails, actual classified emails. Nothing happened. Trump has boxes packed by the GSA sent to his house, who they actually went through all the files. They looked at it, and those records had been declassified by the president himself. But there's a missing piece of paperwork from the White House counsel showing that they were actually declassified, but they had been. And there's witnesses to this. It's not just the president's word. There's witnesses to this. And yet, he's now the target of a raid. You have Antifa running roughshod in cities, burning buildings to the ground. You've got a clearly organizational missions being done by foreign intelligence agencies right here in the United States, where they are doing not only influence operations, they are literally organizing people on the ground to disrupt this country. And I'm asking the question, where are the local investigations on this? If the states are not going to investigate this, and some states are, but if the states are not going to investigate this, the federal government's not going to investigate this, where are the local investigations on this?
Exactly. Well, the sheriff is a key to a lot of that and should be investigated in his jurisdiction if that kind of stuff's going on. But here's, you know, bottom line is that the federal government in President Trump's situation, we all know that's nothing but show. They're trying to prevent him from ever running again for president. And I hope he runs, gets it, and then and get those rats out of the swamp. But that's your guide. But ultimately, though, where they're headed with this, Matt, is they want Marcus country, where the communist type setup. And just to show you an example, because I have some Bob haters in this county that their hair's on fire when they found out I announced I was going to run for re-election.
but you good know, for you.
Well, they are, and it's their problem. And be honest with you, when they get that upset, I wear it as a badge of honor because I know I'm making a point. But it's just silliness where our country is today. I never dreamed. I've got decades of law enforcement experience. I've never dreamed I would ever see a day where a president of the United States House is going to be raided by FBI agents. I think entire history, Matt. I don't think that's ever been done.
No, and, never.
And what I'm concerned about, and I pray to God it never happens, I'm concerned about them turning this country to a point where you'll see a revolution in this country. And I hope and pray that never happens.
Yeah,
but to
I agree.
Give you a slight example, some of the far left in my county, our governor set up this citizen review board, right? To investigate officer complaints. Apparently, he doesn't trust the departments to do their investigation or another agency investigating another agency on a complaint. This is made up of citizen review board. And I happen to have been told that several of the members on the board are activists, okay? Which kind of, to me, makes it sound like a kangaroo court. But in any event, I get a call one day, here's been about 2 months ago, and they said, Sheriff, we are obligated from an investigator on this committee. He said, Sheriff, we have to notify the department heads when we've had a complaint filed against an officer. I said, oh, really? I'm kind of thinking, who in the department would have got a complaint? I said, who got the complaint? They said, you. I started to laugh, and I said, well, what's the complaint about? Or who filed the complaint? Oh, yeah, we can't tell you that. It's anonymous. And I said, well, what's the complaint about? Well, you're a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. I said, yes, I am. Lifetime member, in fact. They said, well, we have information that you have ties to or you support anti-government domestic terrorist organizations. I started laughing. I mean, that's how ridiculous it was. I started laughing, and then I caught myself, and I said, no, no, no. I am not a member of Antifa or Black Lives Matter. I don't think he appreciated my comment.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. How many Antifa riots have you had in Clickitat County?
Zip.
Zero, right? How many Black Lives Matter riots have you had? Zero, right?
We've had no riots. We've had four demonstrations And we made it very clear to them we were there to enforce their constitutional right under the First Amendment to peacefully demonstrate. If they stepped out of line, they will go to jail. And this is not Portland, Oregon. They will hit the slammer.
And that's exactly what a sheriff is supposed to do. This is Matt Shea on Patriot Radio right now with Sheriff Bob Songer from Klickitat County, Washington, CSPOA Sheriff of the Year in 2019. We're talking about the current situation here in the country. And Sheriff Songer, I just want to ask you, you know, if you could tell other sheriffs that are listening to Patriot Radio today from around the country, what should they be doing right now to help make their county resilient to this criminal element that is masquerading as leftist activism that is going throughout the country? What could they do to really make their county more resilient today?
Well, my advice, and that's just my advice, might not mean a lot to some of them, but my advice would be this. Meet with the citizens in your community. Have regular community meetings with them. Find out what their concerns are. And I know most of you do that anyway, so I'm not telling you something new. But when you took the oath of office to be to enforce the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution in your state's Constitution, really understand what a sheriff is all about. It's an elected position by the people. The people is your boss. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable sometimes standing up against maybe your Board of County Commissioners who controls your budget. You got to remember that. But you've got to have the backbone to stand up when government becomes the bad guy. We don't have any problems, and you don't have any problems in doing that. And when bad guys, crooks, violate the rights of your citizens, you go after them, arrest them, and hopefully you do a great job at that. But that's only one part of it. The other part of that is when the government becomes the bad guy and is violating your citizens' rights. COVID-19, for example, in our state, I flat refuse to enforce the mask law, distancing, and certainly I would not arrest or cite anybody for not getting a COVID shot. That is an individual's right to decide whether they want to get a shot or not get a shot. I told my deputies, you want to get a shot, get one. You don't have to have one, and you're not going to be fired if you didn't get one. So that's nonsense. That's forcing people, violating their rights. They have a right to their own choice under that dictates that came out by Governor Inslee. But I got some pushback by that, but I can also tell you I got a lot of respect for citizens who believe the way we do as patriots.
Well, and you were vindicated too. I mean, we've all been vindicated that have said that these masks, I mean, I was a nuclear, biological, and chemical trained officer as an additional duty. I was an infantry officer and a cavalry officer, but as an additional duty, I was an NBC officer. I was trained in this stuff. And the idea that a mask could stop a virus, it's like a chain link fence trying to stop a mosquito. It's ridiculous. And so now you're vindicated. So just in the last couple minutes that we have left, if you could comment quickly on this document that came out from Project Veritas, was recently leaked by an FBI whistleblower. It showed militia violent extremism, which I'm not going to comment necessarily on the label. This doesn't seem to really make sense, but they called it MVE or militia violent extremism. And they said that anybody that puts up the Gadsden flag or even the Liberty Tree or maybe the symbol of the Minuteman, which, by the way, is a symbol for the National Guard, which I find very interesting. And then anybody that puts up anything regarding the Second Amendment, those could be a militia violent extremist. I'm sure you've seen this. What's your take on this memorandum?
Well, personally, I think it's just a bunch of whack jobs that put this memorandum together. But what is scary about it, if I recall right, it was in the Senate hearings that Director Ray of the FBI, was questioned on that. And I believe it was Senator Cruz had a chart up behind him with those symbols on it. Betsy Ross with the 13 stars, I believe, was one of them as well. Un-American. The people that push that kind of nonsense, they're the terrorists in this country. And we better damn well be watching.
Absolutely. We better be watching, and it's our time to stand up right now. If you could, a few closing thoughts, and then where can people go to contact you, especially if they're from Klickitat County?
Well, they can reach me at Klickitat County at the courthouse. That's my main office. We have a sub-office in White Salmon. But my cell number is 509-261-1833. 509-261-1833. I love my county. I love the citizens in our county. We consider ourselves a fairly conservative county, although it's turning blue pretty quick. We have to stand up for our rights, the God-given rights and liberties that we have. We don't want to lose, certainly do not want to lose. And if we stay silent or afraid to say something because our neighbor, who might be a little to the left, will be upset with us, or my boss at work might be upset. Heck with all that nonsense. You stand up, get a backbone, and be a true patriot of this America.
Amen. Sheriff Bob Songer, Klickitat County, Washington, thank you so much for everything that you're doing. God bless you. Keep up the fight.
Thank you, Matt. God bless you as well.
All right. Sheriff Bob Songer, Klickitat County, Washington, the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officer Association Sheriff of the Year 2019, and a constitutional sheriff, somebody that actually is defending everyone, not just one segment, everyone's right to be heard, everyone's right of bodily autonomy, everyone's right of peaceable assembly, and standing against also this nonsense that's coming down from the federal government right now. I want to go into something very quickly. Some of you, this might be the very first time you're listening to Patriot Radio. We've talked quite a bit about this, but I want to reiterate it right now in the last few minutes that we have left. We live in a republic, not a democracy. The word democracy is not in any of the 50 state constitutions or any of the founding documents. In fact, the founding fathers, when they debated on the word democracy, they absolutely hated democracy. They didn't want a democracy. We do not live in a democracy. It comes from the Greek demos kratian, meaning people rule or mob rule. In other words, 51% can vote away the rights of the other 49%. We actually live in a republic, res publica. In the Latin, public thing, the rule of law. In other words, the law applies whether you're in the 49% or the 51%. Nobody can take away the other's rights. And as you heard Sheriff Songer talking about this, he supports the right of everyone to peaceably assemble. It's when you start rioting that that's when we need to take action and stop it as law enforcement. That's what he was saying. And ultimately, that's what America's about. We're supposed to be going after bad guys. But right now in this country, people say we're a democracy and that they can vote away the rights of the other 49%, like the unborn, for example. Try to take away your guns, even though that's a God-given unalienable right. Try to take away your right to worship and express your religious beliefs publicly. Try to take away your right just to speak your mind. And if we understand, we all understand, that that's wrong, and we live in a republic, then it should embolden county sheriffs and county prosecutors across this country to stand up and say, just enough is enough. We're actually, if the federal government's not going to do it, the state government's not going to do it, we're going to go after these Marxist organizations. And remember, communism was and is still on the books classified as a subversive organization. The Communist Party USA, the Revolutionary Communist Party, there are subversive organizations on the books still in many states. Why was it true then, but not now? And we're watching this subversion happen in real time right now. They hold values antithetical to the Constitution. You can't change the Constitution and take away God-given inalienable rights. They're still God-given. There's no such thing as a constitutional right. It is a constitutionally protected right, maybe, but it is not a constitutional right. It is a God-given inalienable right. So these people that are trying to come in right now are trying to turn this country on its head and say, you don't have a right to property. You don't have a right to free speech. You don't have a right to bear arms. You don't have a right to life. Well, that's Marxism. And a lot of these organizations, as we have talked about previously, have been funded. Some have even been trained by communist Chinese in this country, Soviet agents in this country. You can even read a book about it going all the way back to World War II called Target Patton by Robert Wilcox. Details ad nauseum the infiltration into the United States government. What we now know today as the deep state. For years, Christians have bought into the lie that Christians should never be involved in politics. When God says, go into all the world, disciples of all nations, means we're supposed to treat everything as a mission field, including politics. And this lie that Christians should not be involved in politics has put us right where we're at today, right here, where this is no longer just a battle. This is an existential battle. This is a battle for our very existence and our very way of life. This is a battle for Christendom. This is a battle for Western civilization. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How about you and your house? And what are you willing to do and sacrifice to preserve freedom and liberty for the next generation? This is Matt Shea. Thank you for joining me on Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. He is making this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.